going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
1 hour down here on Ben and Woods this morning. Short show. Going to be out of here at 9:03, getting you ready for Padres baseball. Day baseball today. Padres and pancakes with the great Sammy Levin. Can he make pancakes in his air fryer? I don't know. But I do feel, based on Sammy's social media output lately, that if you can air fry it, he's going to try it. The guy has been crushing it on social media with all his recipes and all the things that he's done. He's taken suggestions from tier ones and you know, levitators or whatever he calls his group, which is a great name, by the way. And he's really putting that thing to use, Paulie. Like he's burning it out. Like he's using it for every meal and he's posting what he's making. It all looks really, really good.
I use ours several times a week. I wouldn't say daily. But it's efficient. It is good.
Mine sits in the corner. And we have a Tavala. I believe my wife saw a Tavala commercial like on Oprah. Oprah might have recommended the Tavala. And she got one. And I had never heard of it before. So I didn't use it for about a year. And finally I learned how to do it. And I go, oh, okay, this is pretty cool.
Is that more like a toaster oven?
It has this thing where you can scan the barcode, mm-hmm. right? And Tavala, they did make meals. And you could get the Tavala with its meals.
Right, okay.
You scan the barcode and it does it. But they didn't, I didn't like them. They didn't taste good. So we just started using it as like an air fryer / toaster oven. I'll say this. It's not as convenient as everyone makes it out to be. You know what I'm saying? Like if I need to toast something, I just use a toaster. And if I need to heat something up, I still just go to the microwave.
Well,
right?
Yes. Like you wouldn't, if you wanted like toast, like,
toast.
Slices of bread, toasted. Yeah, you go to a toaster. You don't put those in the air fryer.
Well, it's like a toaster.
Let's say you're reheating pizza or anything. Like it's good, really good for reheating.
That's what I use the microwave for.
Yeah, but then it comes out soggy.
Okay. And I feel like it takes 12 minutes.
No. To reheat, it should only take like 3 minutes.
See, maybe I'm doing it wrong. Janine says it doesn't heat up the entire house. It uses less energy. I don't know if she's talking about the Tavala or not, but it's not... I haven't enjoyed it as much as Sammy is enjoying his air fryer.
I love our air fryer. Like, we basically, in my mind, you kind of cut the oven time in half.
Yeah.
So let's say if it says cook these
12 minutes,
whatever's, for 18 minutes at 400 degrees in your oven, it's going to take you less than 10 minutes in the air fryer.
Maybe I need to get the full on air fryer that I got for Sammy. This is a good idea. Ray says, I think you guys should make him say presented by Ben and Woods after every meal that he shares on social media. Yeah, I'd like that, Sammy.
I'll send him our logo.
Send him the logo.
On those TikToks.
It's good.
That's a good move.
I always love the Incorporator. Jesse Agler is such a wordsmith, as you guys all know. Been one of our longest running guests since we've gotten here. It's a pleasure to talk to Jesse every Tuesday. And we keep him on his toes by giving him a word he needs to incorporate into a big league broadcast. And we did run out of slang after like 2 weeks.
Well,
he did hot beef.
We didn't run out of slang. We ran out of slang for Jesse.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to say things like...
Pound town.
Nope.
Holy shilt.
Nope. Fister? Yeah, absolutely. Nope.
Not going to say any of that.
No, he won't. He will not. He will not say, I promise you. He will not say, Fister. Yeah, absolutely.
A threesome would be fun.
Not going to say that.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
He did say booty. Talking about Brett Sullivan.
Yeah.
Loose cannabis?
He will not say loose cannabis. I promise you that.
Stroganoff.
He definitely will not say stroganoff. Okay? He definitely will not. But so I had to go back to the dictionary yesterday, the thesaurus, as it were, and give Jesse a word. Your word today is?
Impignorate.
Impignorate. I'd never heard it before, but I like it.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Impignorate is to pledge, pawn, or mortgage. Pledge, pawn, or mortgage something as security for a debt or a loan. It's a formal term.
So now, if you've been listening to the Incorporator over the years, you've probably heard us get a little nervous sometimes when, you know, fifth inning rolls around, no text from Jesse. Sixth inning rolls around, no text from Jesse.
He forgot. It happens. A couple times a year, he'll forget. Or the game is too tense or whatever.
Yeah, he's forgotten a couple of times.
And then he always apologizes.
He's had a moment, but he's like, bro, it was the most critical moment of the game. I couldn't do it there. And we're like, hey, don't worry about
it. Don't sweat it,
don't
dude.
Worry about it. So I'm watching the entire game. I was watching on the television broadcast, but Jesse always texts and let us know exactly where to find it from the radio feed. And I got in the car right after the seventh inning to drive to my basketball game last night, and I actually heard it.
I love hearing it.
I had not received
live.
A text.
I love hearing it live.
And it was in the top of the eighth inning, and I go, this is an interesting segue to hear that Jesse's going on.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is it. And sure enough, it was top of the eighth inning in yesterday's broadcast.
Your word today.
Oh, sorry.
And to say that Chase Lee has had a long and windy road to this Major League debut would be understating it. 1-1 to Manny. The pitch coming. And Machado swings and misses strike two. Now, he didn't have to impignorate any family heirlooms or anything to get to this point, but he is a guy that had to do awful lot that most don't to get to the Major Leagues.
That's how it's done right there.
That's just, it's so seamless when he does it. No. So I told you guys, I came home last night after Little League, got the kids, you know, bathed and put in bed, put them down, and then I'm looking around for something to watch. I think the Giants were on, and then I saw Dodgers and Cubs were kind of locked in a wild one, and I saw the Dodgers hung a 5 spot in the 7th, and I went, all right, that's probably going to be Church. Now, the first inning, 3 runs scored by the Dodgers, 5 runs scored by the Cubs. Dodgers answer back with 1 in the 2nd. Then it goes quiet for a couple of innings. Then the Cubs actually take the lead in the bottom of the 5th. Then the Dodgers come back. They score 1 in the 6th, 5 in the 7th. Then it goes nothing in the bottom of the 7th. Then Cubs, 2-run homer from Kyle Tucker, who's been incredible, and they need to re-sign him because if not, we know where he's going. Bottom of the 8th, 2 more runs. Then they get to the bottom of the 9th. Tanner Scott comes in. And he gets the first 2 guys, really, relatively no problem. And then Miguel Amaya comes up, hits one into the basket, Paulie. Wind-aided home run, a home run in 1 of 1 ballparks, Wrigley Field. And that's where it went out, and that's all that matters. So tie ball game, they go to extra innings. Dodgers have Edman on second base, can't get him in. Max Muncy strikes out. Conforto grounds out to first. Can't get him in. They get him over to third, but Muncy leaves him stranded. Max is not having the best start to his season. I fully expect them to trade for an elite all-star third baseman any day now because he's just not playing very well at all. And then bottom of the 10th inning, Cubs got their guy on. Ian Happ comes up. He'd had 4 hits on the night, rips one down the line. Cubs walk it off. Just insane. The amount of games that they've been in like that has been bananas. And it was an interesting move by DR. DR's a little up against it right now, Dave Roberts. Put in a rookie, making his Dodgers debut. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he threw 1 pitch, and it was hammered to the right side. And that was it. That was it. They lose. But
1 pitch?
1 pitch.
Noah Davis.
Yeah, Noah Davis comes in making his Dodgers debut. I think he had a cup of coffee in the bigs before. But yeah, comes on out and throws 1 pitch and the game's over. They're going to have to make some moves because, again, they had to use 6 bullpen arms in Tuesday's loss to cover up four innings. So now, again, they're supposed to do a bullpen day today. I don't know what that means. Landon Knack could be called up from Oklahoma City.
How many people do they have hurt? How does that team go to a bullpen day so early into the season?
So this was interesting. It's interesting.
Or is it by design?
No, it's because of their lack of depth right now because of injuries. Let me pull up.
We were talking about how they had a starting five rotation,
and then they had
a backup
five,
and then they had another starting five just sitting there that any team would sign up for.
So Ken Rosenthal goes on yesterday with AJ Pierzynski, or no, he was on the Inside Scoop on Foul Territory, and he's talking about how the influx of the injuries to the Dodgers pitching staff isn't abnormal. It's just partially the result of a deep playoff run, but some of these guys weren't. Like, Blake Snell was not on the team. He didn't pitch in the playoffs last year. He's hurt. Kershaw did not pitch last year in the playoffs. He's working his way back. Jack Flaherty was on that team. He hasn't missed a start yet for the Detroit Tigers. Walker Buehler has not missed a start yet. He pitched for the Dodgers last year. I don't think that's it. I don't know what it is in L.A. I've talked about it before. Their fans get really upset. But there's something amiss. I'm not going to come in here and be like, oh, they got the worst medical staff. I just don't know what it is, Paulie. Is it the way that they ask their guys to pitch? I don't know.
It's interesting. You think about that in other sports. Like, I know the topic comes up with, like, LeBron James, because the NBA playoffs are 3 months long.
Right.
And he's played most of the playoffs for most of his career.
So he's beaten
he's added,
down.
Like, he's yeah. already played for 20 years.
He's added two or three
full seasons on top of that. Same with, like, the Chiefs. They go to the Super Bowl every year. You're like, that's going to catch up with you eventually, even with 5 months off afterwards.
That hangover is real.
If you're bringing back the same group every year, it's going to catch up. And I never really associated that thought with baseball because you're like, bro, we're talking about guys complaining because of the workload in October last year. It's a whole new season. New guys.
I know.
You didn't have Blake Snell last year.
Yeah, Blake Snell was not there. Tyler Glasnow's day-to-day. He had cramps in his lower leg. Trinan's going to be on the he's on the IL right now. But as far as the starters go, I don't know what's – now, they've got Yamamoto, who, again, like – it's wild to say that's the best $325 million a team has ever given to a guy that didn't throw one major league pitch. He's phenomenal. He is phenomenal. He is their ace, really good. By far. He's an absolutely incredible pitcher. I'm terrified of him. I never want to see him again if it's too soon. But you've got Roki, who they are bringing along. He went four, he went five, he went six.
Yamamoto scares you the most, right?
Unquestionably.
If you got a three-game series coming up, and you're looking ahead at who do we have to face this weekend or whatever like that.
He's the guy. I mean, he is the early favorite for Cy Young right now. I mean, honestly, he is so dominant. I think his ERA is like 0.82 or something. I mean, he's staggeringly good. Glasnow is Tyler Glasnow. You're not going to be able to get 200 innings from him. Blake Snell getting hurt, shoulder soreness this early. That's an issue. Who else do they have? Gonsolin, I think, is making a rehab start. So all this depth, I mean, it just goes to show you, man, even the best teams that spend the most money, they run into these problems. And I was talking to our buddy Jack yesterday about the Padres' depth, and we talk about it all the time. Like, I look at what's happened so far injury-wise for the Padres, and it's been, you know, mostly position players. And it's like, man, did AJ do a good enough job? And I thought to myself, dude, the depth got hurt, right? When the depth gets hurt, when the Brandon Lockridges, who aren't supposed to play every day, and the Jason Haywards, who aren't supposed to play every day, when those guys get hurt, what GM is like, I better have three major league ready center fielders ready to go at all times, maybe even four. I better have three, maybe four left fielders that are ready to go big leaguers at any time. I don't think it works that way. They've done the best they can with what they have, but I'm telling you, man, like, when your depth gets hurt, that's when you're up against it, and that's exactly what's happened to the Padres right now, and the fact that they've been able to scratch out any wins at all is firmly on the backs of the pitching staff.
He sent me the graphic, the lineup graphic that the Padres put out every day a couple hours before the game. And he goes, if you took out the names Tatis and Machado, he goes, that's an El Paso lineup.
No question.
And I go, 1,000,000%.
Literally, it would be a triple A lineup. And
that's just where we're at right now.
It's where we are.
And we said it the other day. We stand by it today. Just weather this storm.
Weather it, man.
Hopefully it's not too long with Merrill, Crony, Darvish, etc. Hayward, even.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I mean, Brandon Lockridge.
Did you think we would be in April going, we need Jason Hayward and Brandon Lockridge back?
And I am really, truly surprised that they're forced to that position today to have to go to a bullpen game already in April. Not that they don't have the guns to do it. They do. But, I mean, again, like, Ben Kasperius is going to be able to come in and throw probably four really quality innings. He's an excellent, excellent pitcher. I don't know if they're deploying them wrong. I don't know if it's how they want guys to pitch. I really don't. I just know that this is not, if it happens every single year, it's definitely something that needs to be looked at. Look, keep doing what you're doing as far as I'm concerned. I'm not mad about it at all. I'm just saying it's one of those weird things in baseball that is kind of inexplicable right now. And good guy to ask about that will be Eno Saris, who we will talk to tomorrow.
Yep.
And I'm sure he has some thoughts on it as well. But, yeah, man, it is, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with them. And look, we're 24 games into the season. You are damn right. I'm watching every Dodger game I can. I'm watching every time we play the Giants. We got them coming up soon. Like, I'm scoreboard watching like crazy. I'm watching like crazy right now. So I'm here for it. It keeps me engaged. Hate watching keeps me fully engaged in the baseball season. And I really enjoyed that win last night by the Cubs. Fly the W. Very happy for you guys.
Somebody in the chat says, I don't think Hayward is a backup on this team, though. We don't have a real starter there.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, his name's Jackson Merrill.
No, left.
Oh, and left.
Left, yeah. But like,
I was talking about center field. Like, we're scratching and clawing for anybody that can fill in there. Right,
yeah,
now.
Man. You Hayward was your starting left fielder. So he goes down. Oscar's coming. Done okay. The wildest plate discipline I've ever seen in my whole life. That dude will swing at anything, but he finds a way to get knocks.
It feels like every year, though, there's a position or two where you're like, we're going to kind of just be playing the hot hand. Like,
yeah.
We don't have a guy for that spot on this team right now, and that's left field this year.
Yeah, but when your depth gets hurt, you know, it's really tough to stomach that right now. But that's what they're doing. Yeah,
I don't think anybody, if you went back a month ago, thought Tyler Wade would be playing more than a game, a inning,
yeah,
in an emergency spot in center field.
These guys are...
And he's done okay.
They're stepping up. I think he's hitting over 300
right now. He's doing really well at the plate.
He's fine. He's absolutely fine.
And
so,
I haven't seen any, like, major defensive flaws out in center field. So.
Yeah. Ray says Tirso had a solid AB. He did, man. He got a walk, drew a walk yesterday, but take some really nice swings. Again, I think with the Tirso love, he's just going to have to earn it. You guys know how it goes here, man. You just got to have to earn it a little bit. And the more he earns it, the more opportunities he's going to get. So really, really excited for the future, right? And we'll talk about the future coming up next in Do This.
Oh,
you guys will
be,
if you haven't heard about this yet, this is pretty good stuff. From our San Diego Padres number one prospect, Leo Dallas DeVries. We'll talk about that next. I want to get to this audio of Jeff Francoeur absolutely roasting the Atlanta Braves franchise player Ronald Acuña. If you haven't heard this yet, this story won't die. I'm going to do my part to keep it alive. I love it. I think it's fascinating stuff. And we will do all that next right here on Ben and Woods. But first, let me tell you about Trust and Will. Benny and I have been telling you about it. Had a tier one reach out over the weekend. Let us know. Guys, you're beating it into my head. I'm doing it. And he did it over the weekend. Very excited for him. And it's just one of those things. You need to get it off your plate. I am amazed at myself. When I had kids, it should be the first thing that I did. Once I knew we were having two kids, I should have said, all right, time to do a trust and a will to make sure that we're locked in, man. And it's one of those things you don't want to think about. You don't want to face it, that the fact that you're not going to be there one day. But if you die without a will, your estate doesn't automatically always go to your spouse, kids, or loved ones. Instead, the state takes over through intestate rules. And if you don't have a trust, your family's going to end up in probate court. Not what you want. Lengthy, costly court process to help distribute the estate. I know people that have been through probate. One of our tier ones, Dominic, was just going through it. He said it's horrible. It's expensive. It's painful. All of that. So go to trustandwill.com. When you sign up or check out, use the code FAN, F-A-N. They're going to give you 20% off right now, which is a killer deal. And they will send you your estate documents for free. Take those, staple them together, throw them in your drawer. let your wife or your husband know where they are, and there it is. It's done. You don't have to worry about it again. So, again, go to trustandwell.com. It takes about 20, 30 minutes to do online. They'll walk you through the whole process. Trustandwell.com. Use the code FAN when you check out, and get this thing done. Take care of your business. It's trustandwell.com.
Don't. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this, brought to you by Trust and Will. Don't leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance. If and when you die, do set up a trust or will online at trustandwill.com. It's a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. Thank you for joining us today. Benny is out. He is on his way to Henderson, Nevada to play 72 hours of unfettered golf. He's so excited, and I'm happy for him. But the Don't Do This today goes to Braves broadcaster. I'll say that again. Braves broadcaster Jeff Francoeur, a friend of the program. We had Frenchie on last year. Great interview. Super nice guy. Always liked him. Did not understand this. You guys know the story of Ronald Acuna Jr. Jared Kelenic hits a ball that he thinks is a home run a couple nights ago. And
stares it down.
Stares it down, pimps it out of the box, and ends up getting thrown out at second. After he turned on the Jets, tried to beat it out, thrown out at second base. Everyone goes, oh, man, that can't happen, right? And Brian Snitker had set a precedent by benching guys like Ender Inciarte, Marcelo Zuna, Ozzy Albies, and, of course, Ronald Acuna Jr. A couple times over the years. And so he had set this precedent for those players. When asked about it after the game, his comment was, no, should I have said anything to Kelenic? Then the next day, after everything blows up, and by blows up, I mean Ronald Acuna Jr., went to Twitter and tweeted, if that was me, they would have pulled me out of the game. Fairly damning. You know, there's definitely some issues there with the organization. Probably
he knows when he sends that, this is going to be a thing now.
But there's clearly something wrong with the relationship, right? When you send that tweet, which again, an ill-advised tweet, certainly, from an emotional player. An emotional player who's given both of his knees to that organization, Paulie, that is currently down in Florida, rehabbing his ass off, trying to get back to help his team win. So, Snitker the next day, when he could have said, yeah, I talked to Ronald, you know, we made it right. Snitker the next day instead said, no, to be honest with you guys, I didn't even see the play. So I didn't know what anyone was talking about. So that's kind of an indictment
in
and of
itself.
Not a great answer. So this thing is blown up, and it's gotten all this media attention, right? Jeff Francoeur, again, Braves broadcaster.
So he's like in the booth, or is he work on their radio
station? TV, I believe.
Okay,
I think he's on their TV broadcast. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he does TV.
Right.
He gets on his radio show that he does. He does a hit with these guys every week, and this is what he says.
We won a World Series without Ronald. We won to the playoffs with Ronald. You don't have to have him.
Wow.
You show that it can be. And let me say this. Ronald Acuna is the most talented player probably to ever wear a Braves uniform. There is no denying that. There's things he can do that nobody else can do. But, you know, the first thing I preach on our podcast, Pure Athlete, is what? Be a good teammate. Be a good teammate. You're making millions of dollars. You're getting to play a kid's game. Be a good teammate and pull for your team. And so, for me, that's what I got.
He pulled out
That was 30 seconds out of five minutes.
It was a five. Guys, I don't have enough time to play you the full rant. In that same rant, he said, this guy's probably out in L.A. sending tweets. Jeff, he is in Florida. At your facility, rehabbing his knees that he gave. That World Series you guys won, you don't sniff the playoffs without that guy carrying you for the first half of that season.
Yeah.
You don't sniff that World Series. to discount a talent like Ronald Acuna Jr., holy smokes. Imagine Mark Grant calling us, doing a hit with us. We don't need Fernando. We won playoff games without him. We don't need him. He's not a good teammate. I again,
you don't have to have him.
So he blamed Acuna.
That's wild.
He blamed Acuna for quote unquote throwing gas on the fire. Dude, you then went on your radio show and were like, we don't need him. We can win without him.
I understand Acuna, when he sends that post, he inserts himself into the story.
But he said he threw his teammate under the bus. No, he didn't. He threw his manager under the bus, who, by the way, I can promise you that him, Ender Inciarte, Ozzy Albies, and Marcelo Zuna, they've all had conversations about, why are things different?
Yeah.
You tell me. And I'm telling you, man, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable to hear him say, we don't need him, man. We don't need him. The guy went, he's a 40-70 guy.
Yeah, he's a freak. He's unbelievable.
And again,
he's one of the most fun players in the game.
He gave so much to that organization. He gives all of himself up to that organization. I thought it was really, really dumb.
I mean, let's not act like there aren't at least a few people out here in San Diego that thought the same way in 2022, just a couple of years ago.
Guaranteed.
Hey, we don't really need Fernando.
Guaranteed.
He hasn't been here all year. We made it to the NLCS.
But yeah.
What?
As Dominic says, he also dismissed the racial thing by saying, well, Brian Snitker, I saw him cry at Hank Aaron's funeral. Well, that should clear it up, you know, at this point. And again, man, I think this was addressed. So many things can be true. Should he have sent that tweet? Probably not. But is there still something in him that hurts? Is he still really, really upset by the weird double standard? And I promise you, that's not the first time he's been witness to a double standard. I promise you. Otherwise, he wouldn't go to Twitter. But here's the thing. I don't know how you heal this thing. He accused him of throwing gas on the fire, and then he goes on his radio show and throws huge gas on the fire, saying, oh, he's been warned so many times, blah, blah, blah. Boy. I mean, Francie stepped in it. There's no other way to look
That's
at
a
it.
A tough spot.
Then he absolutely stepped in it. Look, I tweeted it kind of joking, tongue-in-cheek. Ronald, come on here. Come on down to San Diego. We're gonna let you be Ronald Acuna Jr. Problem is, you'd have to include the guy that's going to be featured in Doo-Doo This.
D.D. Mega Doo-Doo.
Yeah, and
that is... an easy one today.
This was a very, very easy one. I saw some of our buddies, our buddy Clark, our buddy Tommy, tweeting out kind of every AB from Leah Dallas DeVries, Padres, top prospect. The guy's a freak. What is he, 18 years old? And he had himself quite a night last night. He hit for the cycle... And actually hit another home run as well.
Yeah. 5 for 5?
5 for 5 on the night. Hit for the cycle. He is an absolute freak.
Eight RBIs. Here's him hitting the cycle yesterday.
Here's the break even. Line drive, right field, base hit DeVries once more. In comes Sanabria. Butterworth is on his heels. Third base rushes Durfee. A 2-run single for DeVries.
That's the top of the 6. Got to get the single. Now you need the triple.
Hammer
that's the hardest
to
one.
To right, air to the corner, and off the wall. Difficult carom for Dickey. A triple means the cycle. 2 runs are going to score. Stop sign at third for DeVries. He has cycled Fort Wayne into the lead. A 2-run, 2-out triple in the top of the 9th.
One of the game, by the way.
By the way, it's 13-13.
Dude, it was
when he
a
hit
close
that triple.
Game.
13-13 in the 9th.
Yeah. I mean, look, don't even think it, everyone. Just relax. It's going to take some time.
That was it.
Still a kid.
A-ball, by the way.
It's still A-ball. But I'm telling you this right now. He is the guy that pushes Xander Bogaerts across the diamond. That's it. He's the guy. He is your shortstop of the future. It was fantastic. And no, I would not trade him for Ronald Acuna Jr. As much as I love Ronald, he does have 2-shot knees. And but yeah, I absolutely love this guy. Very happy for Leo. A cycle at any level is phenomenal. A cycle at his age in pro ball is phenomenal. So
was awesome.
That was Don't and Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got Michael King coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Very excited about that. We're going to be halfway home with this show, Paulie.
That's right.
For the next segment, because we got a short show getting ready for Padres baseball today. So very excited about that. Thanks so much to all the Tier 1s for being here. Oh, yeah, we got Ben's prank calls coming up as well, so you're not going to want to go anywhere.
What's up? We got Michael King. We got the prank call. Take on Woods.
What about Elton John? Have we done that yet?
We
haven't done Elton John yet, so you're still listening for the sounder. We're not going to play it now. I don't want to trick you guys, but you'll know it when you hear it, and you can win tickets to go see Elton John as well. But it's Woodsy. I want to tell you about my friends over at Sedano Ford Spring, obviously officially here. You want to get your car or truck of your dreams for summer, because summer's right around the corner. Whatever it is that you guys like to do, go to the beach, go to the mountains, Sedano Ford can help you. My man Manny Sedano, veteran-owned dealership. Now you've got a shot at employee pricing as well. It's a kind of insider deal normally reserved for folks behind the scenes, now wide open to you. Where I live, In my neighborhood, we were on a family walk the other day. I saw three of these sitting in driveways. The brand new 2025 Ford Maverick, and it's going for just $219 a month, tariff-free. Real value on a truck that works as hard as you do and looks great doing it. It's compact, it's capable, loaded with style. It is perfect for whatever it is you need it for. Again, your everyday drive or your weekend adventures. Go check it out today. Swing by Sedano Ford in La Mesa. Give it a peep. Make it easy for yourself. Head to SedanoFord.com for all the details, all the offers to claim your spring deal before it's gone. Again, go to SedanoFord.com for complete details. When you walk in, they're going to roll out the red carpet for you. They're going to ask you why, what brought you in. Say, Woodsy from 97.3, the fan sent me to get in my dream car. They're going to work with you, going to make sure that you get anything you like there and that it's within your budget. So, again, go to SedanoFord.com today. Let them know Woodsy sent you.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Halfway home on a Wednesday, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. We usually play that at 8 when we do a four-hour show. Today is a three-hour show. We'll make that extra hour up tomorrow,
right,
though, on the round table.
Right.
And we'll do 5 hours on the air tomorrow. It's the 97.3 The Fan round table, brought to you by Round Table Pizza, Pizza Royalty. Chris Ello is going to be hosting tomorrow. Ben is out, so he's bailing on the round table, as it were. I remember last year, when I had like a appointment, Adam flipped out that I had it. Remember that? It was like a therapy appointment or something. And I was like, hey, this is when I could get in. He's like, you really need to schedule those. And I go, I've made it in advance. So I ended up canceling my therapy appointment to make the roundtable.
Then, I will be missing tomorrow's roundtable because I have therapy.
Is that right?
I have therapy at 11, and could I said, you, hey, could sorry, you, man.
Wait, at 11?
Well, the
oh, you have
roundtable goes from 10 to 11.
You have to go there.
I got to go there, yeah.
You don't do the tele-doc anymore.
Sometimes, but I usually go in person.
I you know what I should do? Dominic's right. I should send a double standard tweet like Acuna did.
If this were me,
oh, my God, that's brilliant. If it were me, Adam would have asked me to postpone my vacation. Can you just fly out at, like, noon instead? That's really good, Dominic. I should do it right now. I actually should.
Why don't you do that while we go to traffic here?
Yeah, let's check traffic.
It's a busy morning.
Is it?
This morning. Yeah, there's,
great.
Like, some truck fires and all that.
Excellent.
Anytime I look ahead and I see Kelly's traffic report is over a minute long, I go, ooh, rough roadway today. So let's go to traffic.
Boy. All right, check traffic.
Stuff here. You send that tweet.
I'll send that tweet. Adam just rolled his eyes in the chat. So I guess when you have a superstar on your roster like Ben Higgins, he does get, Paulie, probably some preferential treatment.
Jared Kelenic.
Yeah,
treatment.
He gets that Jared Kelenic treatment. Ray says, I watched the show for Ben. I'm only here for Elton John. We have not played the sounder yet. But yeah, KG said that's why the show is called Ben and Woods. So Ben comes first. And if he wants to go on a vacation and skip a roundtable, no problem. If I need mental health help, got to reschedule.
Tough S, pal.
Tough S. Saturated Fat says, well, maybe a therapy session at 10:30 to address that passive aggressiveness. No, I'll be on the roundtable. I just mentioned till 11. So I can't. I can't do it tomorrow.
Sorry about it.
I will go tomorrow. We'll do a 4-hour show.
Yeah.
We'll go to the roundtable. Right into marriage counseling. It's a long day.
That's a Thursday.
You get real tired of the sound of your own voice, Paulie, after bloviating for 4 hours, then another hour, and then going into marriage counseling to talk about your feelings and why I'm an a-hole and all that, you know, and what could I do better. You leave there, and you're like, I got to make some changes. I just get tired. I don't want to talk the rest of the day. It's like 6 straight hours.
And then you get out of therapy at, 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
And, hey, guess what? We've got a 4-hour show on Friday with no Padres
game
on Thursday
to discuss. Talk about.
So then you go right into show prep mode.
Which is full-on anxiety panic mode. But I think Friday we'll use as an opportunity to get a little bit weird in here. I've got a couple of ideas, and I think you guys will like them. But it's weird. I was telling my wife this the other day. Lately, I've been feeling a little bit reluctant to trust my instincts, which is weird for me because I've done it pretty well for 7 years since we've been on the show together.
I would say so.
And lately, I'm just unsure.
Like,
and
I don't, like gun shy?
Yeah, gun shy. Hmm. I got a couple of ideas and I go, I don't know if I should. I don't know if the tier ones will like it. I don't know if I should do it. I don't know if I should ask this person to come on.
Like nervous it won't be good or funny?
It's just this weird thing. I'm just afraid to trust my instincts right now. I think we all go through that at times. You're just kind of, you got the imposter syndrome thing going. And you're like, maybe I'm not as good as I think I am, or people think I am. It's just it's a thing I'm trying to get through, and maybe the next couple of days will help. It's just one of those things where when you become unsure of yourself, I got to imagine, Paulie, like it happens to baseball players all the time. Michael King, he's coming up at 8 o'clock. I could ask him about this. Do you ever have those days where you're like, what am I doing here? You know what I mean? Like, he said the other day before his CG, he had, that was the worst bullpen I've ever thrown. How do you go out and take the mound? That's what I want to find out. How do I go out and then eventually
trust my stuff? Oh, I knew I was locked in, I knew I didn't have it.
I had
during
nothing.
My bullpen session.
He said it was garbage.
What's that walk like from the bullpen?
Yeah. It's just that thing of like, you know, how do you overcome it and push through it? And that's something that I want to do. So yeah, I think that'd be a good topic of conversation for Michael King, who's coming up at 8. We got Ben's prank call at 8:35, and then get out of here and turn it over to Sammy Levitt for some Padres baseball and Padres and pancakes. But, Paul, you had a story that was really interesting to me. As a boomer, I wanted to hear about the story. Because you're not going to do a Rindle report today.
Yeah, no Rindle report.
Just a programming note. Tomorrow, or Friday, prepare to do a two-hour Rindle report. The longest Rindle report of all time. We'll go 8 to 10. Every story you can find, we're going to have a blast with it.
I think I can do that. Yeah, part of our morning routine, especially when it's just you and I and no Benny, we get in a little early and we like to go through the prep service and some of the curated stories and articles that they have come up with and see if we can pull anything from that. And the headline here was, "Boomers are shocked that Gen Zers don't have these common skills." And I thought, okay.
Boomers are shocked that Gen Z don't have these common skills. So I'm not a boomer, technically. I act like a boomer.
Gen Z is anybody born between 97 and or 95 and 2012. So you're...
My wife just missed it. No. Yeah. No, she's not. She's what's before that?
Millennial.
Oh, yeah. She's a millennial.
Yeah.
You're a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
Okay. So Gen Z doesn't know how to do these things.
Yeah. And I'm looking at it. The first one is how to read a map and figure out directions.
Why would you need to?
Do they need that knowledge?
No. There is absolutely zero reason to ever open a road map again, ever. That's one of the best inventions of all time is GPS and Waze and Google Maps.
You have to go print off MapQuest directions.
Getting a Thomas guide in your car. Circling it. I got to go to this grid. There is no reason. That should not be mocked. It should be celebrated. And boomers should be thanking their lucky stars that they never have to do that again. And I don't care how old school you are. If you're still using a map, you're way behind the times. There's no reason to do it.
How to address a piece of mail. Not totally.
Do they not know how to address a piece of mail?
That seems pretty standard.
Like
where to put your address and where to put the...
Yeah, the stamp.
Yeah.
I'll say this as an almost 50-year-old man. I never know how many stamps to put on anymore. I have no idea, especially if it's a little bulky. So I just go, I'll put 6 stamps on when it probably only needed 2.
Let's see. This one's really weird. How to unclog a toilet using a plunger. What other way is there to unclog a toilet?
Yeah, there's not some newfangled, like, hey.
There's no app for that.
Hey, what a boomer. He's still using a plunger? No. Like, that's the only way to do it. Evan says, Gen Z here, this is BS. I agree with you, Evan.
I agree.
Hold on.
That's the number 3. Hey, how to unclog a toilet.
Gen Zers, weigh in. How do you unclog a toilet? With your hand? Your foot, a
that's
hanger?
Something I would expect boomers to say. Like, back in my day, we used to just stick our hand in it. Clear it
I'd
out.
I'd pull it right out. That's incredible.
How to tell time on a clock with
right.
hands.
That's a pretty important skill. I'm teaching my 7-year-old.
You think with your digital watch
right, your phone.
And your phone, you don't need it. But eventually, you're going to be in a room that has a regular clock.
Maybe you're in London, and you see Big Ben, and you don't know what time it is. And... You're a Gen Z. Oh, there he is.
There's Big Ben.
There's Big Ben. I think it's important. And I'm teaching Bo how to do it right now. So I have this watch. It's digital, but it's got the old school hands, and he likes to look at it for his bedtime. And I've taught him, you know, multiples of 5, and you got to go around. So he's figuring it out. I think that's an important skill.
How to write a check.
All right. Nobody needs to write checks anymore.
I agree. How to use a manual can opener. Does everybody have the automated can openers now?
I
still have a regular.
We do too, and I don't know why.
I
constantly tell my wife, "What's the purpose?" I don't like all the clutter on the counter with the electric can opener, and I don't let's leave it out. I don't want to have to drag it out every time I want to open a can of tuna.
This one got me because I learned it in like 3rd grade, and I haven't done it since. How to write in cursive?
I submit that. The older that, like, the more the generations pass, people won't even learn to write anymore.
Just learn to write.
Yeah, just learn to write. You just type. Everything you do in your life, you type. I rarely write by longhand.
I mean, rarely.
I'm almost 50. I rarely write anything out.
How to drive a stick shift.
Again, I would love to teach my kids. I don't have one.
I think it's important.
It's important to learn. I loved it. I loved driving stick.
I learned how to drive on a stick
Me
shift.
Too.
It was
Ford,
fun.
A Ford Escort. Yeah.
Ford Probe.
Yeah. It was great.
And then it says, how to read Roman numerals. I still have a lot of trouble with
Super
that.
Super Bowl XVI. Here we go. I have no idea. At 50.
But I don't think that people need to know that.
I don't think
if
so
I'm
either.
A boomer, or, if, yeah, you're if I'm a Gen boomer, Z? I'm like, I'm not mad that Gen Z doesn't know how to read Roman
numerals.
I'm not
either. Not even a little. Somebody said in the chat, too, the not knowing, not needing a map is going to come back and bite you sometime. How? If GPS goes out, maybe. But I don't have a map. I don't keep, no one keeps MapQuest in their, or a guide in their car anymore, right?
I don't
think so.
So
if GPS goes out, I'm screwed. I'm going to try to nose my way home.
Do you, is this weird? This is what I do. Every day.
Every day.
When I drive somewhere.
Everywhere I go.
I put it in Waze.
Other than to my kids' school, to the ball field. But every, when I come to work, I put it on.
Every
morning.
I know the route,
I know
obviously.
The route like the back of my hand.
I put it in every single time when I get in my car. I've got the little screen in front of me, and I use Waze.
Yeah.
And I enter my work address.
Every day.
Because if there's traffic.
If there's traffic.
An accident.
Every
if it's going to
day.
Send me around. I was like, is that weird that I, like, when I'm driving home, I know how to get home, but I still use map
Gen
every
Z,
single time.
I'm on your side. I'm on your side. I believe in this. Michael King is going to join the program next. Very excited to talk to the Padres ace. We'll do that next right here on 97.3 The Fan.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.